This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. $300 million in exchange for a life's work is the music industry news of the day. As you've heard, Bob Dylan has sold all of his rights to his catalog to Universal Music. As Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, it is kind of a move for the ages.
People have watched the world change through Bob Dylan's music.
Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times they are a-changing.
And Dylan watched the music business change. When he started out in the 60s, the money was in album sales, then concert tours. Now?
That equation has sort of gone upside down in recent years.
Larry Miller, a music business professor at NYU, says these days it's all about licensing for commercials, movies, and covers. Lots of singers cover Dylan. And the pandemic is boosting the value of digital everything, including streaming.
For artists who have been creating great work with a fantastic earnings history for many decades, now is an excellent time to sell.
That's not the only kind of timing that matters here, says Marcus Thomas, who chairs the music industry department at the University of Hartford.
The reason you may see this with a legacy artist, I hate to be morbid, but obviously, you know, they're legacy artists.
Okay, since he won't say it, I will. Dylan is 79 years old, so maybe now's a good time to figure out how his music will live after he dies. The slog of administrative work that comes with licensing isn't a great gift to leave family members.
Register copyrights, pursue licenses, track down the royalties.
And on and on. So instead of all that, maybe Dylan wants to leave his heirs with hundreds of millions in cash. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.